are the city on a hill, the United States of America. If we fall, it's not just a country that is lost. It is the world that is lost, because we are the last great hope for the world. We are God's the tangible evidence of God. Freedom, liberty.
Why are we forcing vaccinations, going against doctor's orders for people that have pre-existing conditions and saying, hey, you have to take this vaccine or starve. You have to take this vaccine or live in poverty.
What's really alarming about the long-term effects of the vaccine is how it causes people to grow cancer tumors. The spike protein, it enters the nucleus of a cell and it disables this chromosomal repair mechanism, which means that your body is unable to repair genetic damage, and it begins to grow small tumors at first and then larger tumors over time.
So with these current injections, falsely called vaccines, I've done a lot of research on them, and they are introducing brand new technology to the human race, never before unveiled. This includes nanotechnology, artificial intelligence into the human body, as well as genetic modification.
In a little known Reuters story that garnered almost no attention in the mainstream media, Dutch insurer Aegon revealed its third quarter 2021 life insurance payouts. And they had skyrocketed 258% compared to the third quarter 2020 payouts. The difference, of course, is the COVID vaccine. In 2020, vaccines weren't yet available, so the payouts were only 31 million. But after three quarters of aggressive vaccinations through 2021, the death benefit payouts hit 111 million, an increase of 258%. We covered the Fitzgerald Report of 1953, which was a US Senate report that concluded there was an active conspiracy to suppress natural cancer treatments in the United States.
B17 is a targeted chemotherapy-like agent that only attacks and unlocks in cancer cells. And so for the rest of your body, it's pretty much passes through and it's neutralized.
In the 1970s at the Sloan Kettering Memorial Cancer Center, they wanted to determine whether Laetril, otherwise known as vitamin B17, could help control cancer. Now, they desired to show that it was not effective against cancer, despite the fact that the science showed it was very effective against cancer. And this is really similar to the way they look at things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine today.
It's clear that ivermectin has been suppressed because it works, but not only for that reason, it's also because ivermectin it's a prescription drug that is made by generic drug companies and can't generate massive profits for today's pharmaceutical giants. So ivermectin, billions of doses have been prescribed over the years. It's a Nobel Prize winning prescription drug. In India, they gave out ivermectin to the population for free as part of a COVID prevention kit. And as a result, they saved millions of lives there. In America, ivermectin is suppressed, and people have died as a result. So it's the suppression of effective, safe, affordable medicine that is part of this portfolio of crimes against humanity that are being committed by big pharma, big tech, big media, and big government.
Medical communism always precedes actual communism. This idea that you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to do this therapy and only this chemotherapy, and you have to get these injections and you can't get anything else, and nutrition, no, we can't have that. And that is all medical communism. It's a disaster, it's total quackery, and it's going to end. This is the end of it, actually. This is the end of the Rockefeller cut, burn, poison, germ theory medicine. And this is where it's gonna crash.
I said right in the very beginning, this COVID-19 is about the track and trace. It's not about the vaccine. It's not about a very bad flu. It's about full and total surveillance on every human.
In a nutshell, the term Great Reset refers to an Orwellian globalist agenda to redistribute wealth, monitor and control the entire world through digital surveillance, and require everyone to have an electronic ID linked to their bank accounts and health records and vaccination status. It's about track and trace.
Don't let anyone tell you that the Great Reset is conspiracy theory. Check out the November 2020 cover of Time magazine.
Heck, even the IRS is getting on board with the Great Reset's agenda. Critics are sounding the alarm on their intentions of using third-party facial recognition software to verify people's identities by the summer of 2022. The only way to log into irs.gov will be through ID.me, signaling the largest expansion of facial recognition technology in the United States.
This sounds too much like China, friends, where the government is already monitoring everyone all the time, everywhere, 24/7.
When Klaus Schwab stands up and talks about the Great Reset, and how in the future, by 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy about it. I'm pretty sure in 2030, if you take my house and I don't own it and you do, well, I'm not gonna be happy about that. Like, logic tells me that it's not the Great Reset, it's the we're gonna take your shit reset.
And he wrote a book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, before any of us really heard about COVID-19. Certainly before we heard about the Great Reset. And what it's about, like Rockefeller said, we need one good crisis to implement the New World Order. And that is what the Great Reset is. Build Back Better is the New World Order, one world government.
The media is controlled by an opposing force, and the media is lying, and the media is deceiving people. That challenges the very core of who we are in America, and the very core of what we want to become, and the core of our freedoms.
We have a God-given right to speak up. We have a God-given need to speak up. Those who are doing damage to our society are those who deny free speech, or those who deplatform, or limit, or censor those who disagree with the government's narrative.
If this doctor was spreading misinformation, let's hear her argument, let's everyone hear it, and then allow people who have a valid counter-argument to step up and rebut her argument and change her mind and change everyone's mind. But when you just simply suppress people's right to speak, you create a lot of suspicion. You create a lot of suspicion, as you should.
All science, if it's real science will stand up to questions. It doesn't have to be mandated. It doesn't have to be enforced.
Every day, Charlene, we win and they lose. And they're getting more and more angry. They're swinging more and more wildly, which means martial law, attempts to control us, burning books, censoring. These are foot-stomping Hitlers, little babies that have not pulled off their agenda. These are the dying grasps of a dying regime driven by money and greed and a desire for power that is losing to people who speak the truth. And that truth, I believe, flows through us from God.
Everyone knows these globalists, Soros, Gates, Klaus Schwab, all of these people are just the epitome of evil. And evil never wins. God always prevails.
We are in a Category 5 hurricane, and we need to withstand that and surface the better on the other side. So my positive view, at the end of the Black Death, which happened around 1300 AD, in which half of Europe, about 50 million people died, at the end of that was the Renaissance, which is French for renewal. And there was an upsurgence in art, medicine, science, and people inspired coming out of this Dark Ages. And I see the same thing happening here. Find your clan, find your strength, withstand this Cat 5 hurricane, and on the other side I see rainbows and a better life.
And we the people, we are winning. We're exposing the crimes of the globalists, we're exposing their fraud, we're exposing their attacks on humanity. We are showing them to be the tyrants they've always been. And humanity is learning the truth and waking up like never before. So I invite all of you to join us on Team Humanity as we share the truth and fight for the future of human civilization. We will prevail, and the tyrants will fail.